这几个月来，我们一直在探讨彼得前书的信息。
The last few months, we've been studying the message from the First Peter.
过去我们所谈的是原则性的问题。
We have dealt with some principle questions.
是原则性的教导。
So the teaching on the principles.
从今天开始，我们将会连续的来谈实际上生活的问题。
Now we're going to move on to some practical teachings.
今天我们要谈的是基督徒在那些非基督徒当中的生活的问题。
Today we're going to talk about how Christians are to live among non-Christians.
下个礼拜我们谈基督徒活在在政权底下的应该有的生活。
And the next week we are going to talk about how Christians are to live under the power of government.
过后我们会谈到家庭上面的问题。
And then we'll deal with questions regarding Christians family.
前个星期我们谈到了基督徒的特殊的身份。
Last week we talked about the special identity of Christians.
我们问一个问题，我们是谁？
We ask the question, who are we?
我们是被拣选的族类。
We are a chosen race.
是由君尊的祭司。
A royal priesthood.
是圣洁的国度。
And a holy nation.
是属神的子民。
And a people of God's own possession.
我们的身份很特别。
And we have this very special identity.
我们的身份很尊贵。
And an identity of great honor.
耶稣基督来把我们从黑暗的权势拯救了过来。
Jesus Christ had come to call us out of the power of darkness.
带领我们进入光明的国度里。
And taken us into the kingdom of his marvelous light.
成为了光明的子女。
So we become the children of the light.
我们不应该仍旧活在老我的生活当中。
So we shouldn't live still in the shadow of our old self.
行事为人当以蒙召的恩相称。
So our work should be worthy of the calling that we receive.
以前在印度的某一个乡村里面。
A story have that once in a small village in India.
有一位当乞丐的少年人。
A beggar boy in this village.
被一对非常富有的美国夫妇领养到美国的地方来。
Was adopted and brought over to live in the U.S. by a very wealthy family.
养父母非常的爱他。
And his adopted parents loved him very much.
为他预备了许多的东西。
So they prepared everything for him.
他为他预备了很舒服的床给他睡。
Yes.He has his own very comfortable bed.
养父母告诉他，这就是他的家。
And they told him, this is your home.
第二天早上，养父母很开心的要到房间里面，请他出来吃早餐。
Next morning, they came to his room to ask him for breakfast. They were very happy to do that.
他惊讶的发现少年人不见了。
But to their surprise, they couldn't find him in the room.
好不容易他们才床底下找到了他。
After spending much time searching, they found him sleeping under the bed.
原来他整个晚上就睡在床底下面。
So it turned out he slept under the bed for the whole night.
他们就教导这个养子说，他已经不是乞丐了。
So they taught him, you are no longer a beggar.
他是他们的孩子。
You are our son.
这家中所有的东西他都有份。
Everything in this home, you have a part in.
但是这少年人第二天晚上仍旧睡在床底下面。
But you know what happened next night? He still spent his night under the bed.
这个少年人虽然他的身份改变了。
Even though his identity has changed,
但是他的生活一点改变都没有。
He still couldn't make the change in his life.
哥林多前书第五章第十七节有这样的一句话。
There's this verse in 2 Corinthians 5:17.
他说若有人在基督里，
Therefore, if anyone is in Christ,
他就是新造的人。
He is a new creation.
旧事已过，
The old has gone.
都变成新的了，
The new has come.
我们活在这个世界上，
We live in this world.
同时也有许多不同的角色和身份要扮演。
Each one has many roles and many identities that we played in.
对基督徒来说，我们还是有别人所没有的身份。
But as a Christian, we have an identity that no one else has.
我们是神的儿女。
Because we are the children of God.
我们是主耶稣基督的门徒。
We are disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ.
到底我们如何面对这个属世的世界呢？
How should we live in this world, this secular world?
彼得前书第二章第十一到十二节这样有两方面的教导。
So, Peter in this book, gave us two principles to live by.
第一个教导是我们要过圣洁的生活。
First, we need to live a holy life.
第二个教导是我们要有端正的秉性。
And second, we need to have good conduct.
对不起，不知道为什么跑不出来。不要紧。彼得前书二章第十一节这样说。
We first read verse 11.
亲爱的弟兄啊，你们是客旅，是寄居的。
Dear friends, I urge you as aliens and strangers,
我劝你们要禁绝肉体的私欲，
to abstain from the sinful desires,
这私欲是以灵魂征战，
which war against your soul.
论到基督徒的身份，
in regard to our identity as Christian,
彼得前书第一章和第二章有两次提到基督徒在这个世界上是客旅，是寄居的。
Twice in the book of 1 Peter, Peter mentioned that we as Christians are exiles and foreigners or aliens.
第一次是一章十七节。
The first time it appears, it was in the 17 words of first chapter.
第二次是第二章第十一节。
And then here's second chapter, 11th verse.
第一章所强调的是基督徒的生活态度。
The first time he mentioned it, it was with emphasis on our attitude towards life.
在这个世界上，存敬畏的心度寄居的日子。
So we need to live with a reverential fear, as a alien and stranger in this world.
第二章所强调的是基督徒在外邦人当中我们的身份是寄居的。
The second time he mentioned it, it is to emphasize that among the pagans in this world, we are to live as aliens and strangers.
我们有一个重大的使命。
We have a greatly important mission.
这使命就是要让世人知道我们是基督徒。
And this mission is to let the world know that we are followers of Christ.
耶稣基督的门徒。
Yeah, we are disciples of the Lord.
我们有不一样的生命。
We need to have a different life.
从我们的生命当中，我们要让世界人认识我们。
Through the life we live, we let the world know who we are.
因为我们的缘故，我们要归荣耀给神。
And through this, we can give glory to our Father, God.
圣经从来没有告诉我们，成为一个基督徒就要脱离这个世界。
The Bible never teaches that Christians should become isolated from the world once we believe.
圣经没有告诉我们，我们不应该和世界来往。
The Bible didn't say that we should have no dealing with the world at all.
因为我们要把自己孤立起来，在这个世界上就能够过圣洁的生活。
Some may have mistaken that if we isolate ourselves, we can live holy life.
在主前一百年到主后一百年的之间，有一批的犹太人叫做爱士尼人。
Around the year of 100 BC to 100 AD, there was a group of Jewish people, they're called Essenes.
他们是住在死海的附近，在山洞里面。
They lived in the caves near the Dead Sea.
他们为了脱离世界的污秽。
In order to separate themselves from the defilement of the world,
他们离开了城市，一起聚集在旷野的地带里面生活。
They moved away from cities and they gathered themselves in the wilderness.
他们对神很敬虔。
They were very pious.
他们过着一个非常简朴的生活。
And they lived very simple lives.
他们自供自足。
They just lived off the land.
他们完全没有财产。
They do not keep property.
他们有非常高的道德标准。
And they follow very strict moral standards.
他们与世隔绝。
And they are basically isolated from the world.
以为这个就是分别为圣的生活。
And they believe this was a holy living.
当我住在东岸的时候，
When I was living near the east coast,
曾经在暑假的时候，
I visited in the summer vacation.
我和师母开车到宾州的 Lancaster 一带去跑跑。
We went to Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
通常我们到那个地方，通常我们第一站就是要到死者学。死者的书房买一些属灵的书籍。
Usually the reason we visit that area is to go to the bookstore of Ambassador for Christ.
然后我们到一个剧院，就是 Sight and Sound Theater， 去看一些圣经故事的表演。
And there's also an attraction there, a theater called Sight and Sound Theater, where they have Bible story plays.
Lancaster 很特别。
Lancaster is a very special place.
这个地方住了一批米斯人。
Because there is a group of Amish people living there.
在这个相片里面我们可以看到他们仍然穿着那些比较很古老的一些衣服。
And you can see in the picture that they still dress themselves in the very old style of clothing.
你站在路边的时候，常常有看到马车经过，就是阿米什人他们骑着马车。
And you can still see horse-drawn buggies.
这些人是属于早期宗教改革时候形成的瑞士再洗派的后裔。
And these are descendants of the Anabaptist from the Switzerland, which was formed during the early stage of Reformation.
后来有一批人移民到了美国。
And some of them immigrated to the United States.
所以美国有好几个地方都有阿米什人。
So there are several areas where the Amish people would segregate.
一直到现在，这批人仍然保留着非常严谨的生活。
And even to this day, they still live very strict lifestyles.
他们绝对不跟现代不跟从这个现代化的生活方式。
They would have nothing to do with the modern lifestyle.
他们不用电话。
They don't use telephone.
家里没有电供应。
And nothing with electricity in their homes.
不开汽车。
And they don't drive automobiles.
他们出门都是骑着马车。
They always go with horse-drawn buggies.
彼得前书第二章第十一到十二节的教导。
Now, so the teaching in 2 Peter 11 and 12,
基督徒要过不一样的生活命和生活。
That Christians are to live a different life.
不是叫我们过一个像爱士尼人或者阿米什人的与世隔绝的生活。
Does not mean that we are to live like the Essenes or the Amish.
这些人是害怕世界的污秽影响到他们。
They were afraid that the defilement of the world can get to them.
他们不愿意和其他的人相处。
And therefore they separate themselves from the rest of the world.
他们只活在自己的圈子里面。
They would rather live in the bubble, they, or the circle among themselves.
但是圣经提醒我们要进入世界里面。
But the Bible teaches us to go into the world.
我们在世界里面，我们要做盐和做光。
Because we're told to be light and salt in this world.
彼得前书第二章第十一节告诉我们：“我劝你们要禁戒肉体的私欲，这私欲是与灵魂征战的。”
Now here Peter wrote.For us to abstain from the sinful desires which wage war against our soul.
这里所指的是我们基督徒的挑战不是受到外界的影响。
So what he meant is that our greatest challenge is not from influence of the outside world.
乃是自己不能控制私欲以而犯罪。
But rather our inability to control our own lust and therefore sin.
我们要靠着圣灵去过得胜的生活，克服罪恶。
So we must live a victorious life by the power of the Holy Spirit to overcome sin.
而不是躲避。
Instead of retreat.
加拉太书第五章第十七到二十四节这样说。
In the book of Galatians, chapter 5, 17 through 24.
是把他这一段经文教导我们把靠着圣灵得胜的秘诀我们应该怎样靠着圣灵过一个得胜的生活。
This passage teaches us the secret to live a victorious life through the power of the Holy Spirit.
我把整段经文念一遍。
I'm going to read the whole passage.
因为情义与圣灵相争，圣灵和情义相争，这两个是彼此相彼此相敌，使我们不能做所愿意做的。但你们被圣灵引导，就不在律法之下。情义的事都是显而易见的，就如奸淫、污秽。邪探拜偶像邪术仇恨竞争记恨恼怒结党纷争异端妒忌醉酒狂宴等类我从前告诉你们现在又告诉你们行这样事的人必不能承受神的国圣灵所借的果子就是仁爱喜乐和平忍耐恩慈良善信实温柔节制这样的事没有律法禁止凡属基督耶稣的人是已经把肉体连肉体的邪情私欲同钉在十字架上
so, 他们英文的可以就读完了
没有 OK
yeah. Yeah. So English speakersShould have followed with the reading on the screen.
实际的生活上，我们要被圣灵引领。
So in our daily life, we should be led by the Spirit.
被圣灵更新。
And be transformed by the Spirit.
靠圣灵。
Renewed.
Yeah. 靠圣灵过得胜的生活。
And to live a victorious life through the power of the Spirit.
为什么彼得要劝我们要禁戒肉体的私欲呢
？Why did Peter exhort us to abstain from the sinful desire？
有四个原因。
There are four reasons。
第一个原因是因为神本身是圣洁的，这是我们曾经提过的。
The first reason is that God is holy, and that is something that we had already discussed.
我们是君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，这是第二个原因。
Second reason, we are a royal priesthood and a holy nation.
第三个原因是我们在这个世界上是寄居的，是客旅的。
And the third reason, we are aliens and strangers in this world.
这个世界不属于我们。
So this world is not our home.
我们的家是在天上。
Our home is in heaven.
所以在外邦人中我们必须有好行为。
And therefore we must have good conduct among the pagans, Gentiles.
第四个原因 十二章十一节告诉我们诗意和圣啊以灵魂啊增长。
And the fourth reason, as in verse 12, verse 11, is that the sinful desires wage war against our soul.
基督徒在非基督徒的圈子里面。
As Christians living among non-believers,
我们要注意自己要过圣洁的生活。
We need to carefully live holy lives.
在他们当中，我们要禁戒肉体的私欲。
We must abstain from sinful desires.
我们也要秉行端正。
And we also need to have honorable conduct.
叫那些毁谤我们是作恶的。
So even those who are prone to accuse us of doing wrong.
因为看见我们的好行为，便在鉴察的日子归荣耀给神。
That they may still see our good deeds and glorify God on the day that He visits us.
我们在他们当中要很小心我们所说的话。
So we need to be very careful with how we speak.
我们要很小心我们所做的每一样事情。
And be careful with how we do.
这些如果是做的不正确的话，就亏损了神的名字。
And if we do wrong, we would fall short of the glory of God.
到底怎样的行为才算是好行为呢？
So what exactly are these good deeds?
许多非基督甚至基督徒都误会以为我们在吃饭前祷告。
Sometimes many non-Christians or even Christians may mistake that if we pray before a meal,
我每个星期天到礼拜堂里面去参加崇拜聚会。
I'll go to the church for worship every Sunday.
参加团契的活动。
Or go to fellowship activities,
参加查经班,
or Bible study,
等等这些活动就是端正的秉性。
And that would count as the honorable conduct.
其实这些都是宗教的活动。
But these are just the religious activities.
不是行为。
It's not the deeds that we are talking about.
如果这些是好行为的话，
If these are good deeds,
这和回教徒守斋戒业，
So that would be no different from Muslims keeping the Ramadan.
或者是佛教徒烧香拜佛没有两样。
Or Buddhists going to burn incense in the temple.
彼得前书所提的好行为。
But the good deeds that Peter had written about.
是指做境界肉体的失意。
Refer to abstaining from the sinful desires.
在我们的言行举止上不和世界同流合污。
And also in our words and our deeds, by not joining the world in their vileness.
我们知道哪一些是讨神喜悦的事，哪一些不是讨神喜悦的事。
Because we know what deeds are pleasing to God and what are not.
包括我们的个人的价值观念。
And including our value system,
我们的工作观念
and how we treat our work,
我们的金钱观念等等
how we manage our money,
这些是指基督徒生命上面的表现
These are the lives that Christians should manifest.
好的行为标准不是所定人所定的道德标准
But the standardOf good conduct is not according to the standard made by man.
乃是神话语的标准。
But rather is according to what God's words has spoken.
婚姻之外的男女关系在社会上可以被接纳。
For instance, the intimate relationships outside of a marriage may be well accepted by this world.
但是这个行为是神不喜悦的。
But this is not something that pleases the Lord.
世界上有好多的事人人都这么做。
There are many things that you can say, oh, a lot of people are doing.
但是这些事并不讨神的喜悦。
But they do not please God.
比方说逃税。
For instance, tax fraud.
比方说、欺骗的、事情。
Or cheating.
或者是看色情的网站等等。
Or going to pornography websites.
我们当中有好多的年轻一代。
Now there are many youth among us.
在现今的世代里面。
In times like ours.
你们这些年轻、人会面对更大的试探和挑战。
You'll be facing even greater temptations and challenges.
在这个社会上面有好多的东西会吸引你、引诱你来犯罪。
There are many things that would attract to your lust to sin.
好多人都被网站的一些 不好的、的图片所吸引住。
And many times you can be drawn to attractive pictures on a website and then drawn in there.
你会看到你的朋友抽烟喝酒。
Or maybe you see your friends smoking or using drugs or alcohol.
甚至有些吸毒了，或者是你的同学，也许他们有不正常的男女关系等等。
Or your friends may already have sexual relationships before being married.
你以为大家都这样做是对的吗？
Since so many are doing it, are these behaviors right?
要记得我们有不一样的生命。
So you have to remember that we have a different life.
我们要有端庄 的秉行，是要叫那些毁谤我们、毁谤你们作恶的，应看到你们的好行为，并在鉴察的日子归荣耀给神。
So we must have the upright moral conduct. So with our good deeds, that even those who are prone to accuse us will see our deeds and glorify God on the day of His visitation.
弟兄姐妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
成为基督徒，我们要行行为端正。
So as Christians, we must have honorable conduct.
我们要站立的稳。我们要站立的稳。
We must be able to stand firm.
不管外面是怎样的改变。
No matter what's happening outside in the world.
我们在非基督徒的中间。
When we live among non-Christians,
我们要持守圣经的原则。
We must hold firm to the principles given us in the Bible.
我们要知道，我们所做的一切都是为神的缘故。
And we must know that everything that we do is for the glory of God.
为神的荣耀，也为了讨神的喜悦。
And for the pleasure of God.
我们活在这个世界上就像一台戏。
God has made us a spectacle to the whole world.
世人在看我们。
People are watching us.
天使也在看我们。
Even the angels are watching us.
魔鬼也在看我们。
Even the evil spirits are watching us.
所以彼得的书信里面提醒我们，行事为人要禁戒肉体的私欲，才能够有端，才能够秉行端正。
So Peter reminded us to abstain from sinful lust. That's the way that we can have honorable conduct.
如果这样的话，我们就不会给外人捉住我们的把柄来毁谤我们。
So that way we don't give away any legitimate reason for those who want to slander us.
好多时候成为一个基督徒。
Very often when we are as a Christian.
我们不能和非基督徒一样。
We are different. We cannot be the same.
非基督徒能够这样做，可是我们却不能够这样做。
Non-Christians can do certain things, but we should not.
非基督徒可以逃税，可是我们不能够逃税。
They may evade tax, but we cannot.
非基督徒可以啊、可以搞男女的关系，可是我们不可以。
They may have extramarital affairs, but we should not.
啊、非基督徒可以上网看一些啊、他们想看的东西，可是我们不可以。
They may go to any website they choose, a priest, but we do not.
好像我们非常的吃亏。
It seems like we are at a loss.
非基督啊，基督徒的坏处是，如果他不帮助他的客户来逃税的话，他会失去很多的顾客。
So, say a Christian accountant, if he refuses to evade tax or help his customer to do that, he may lose business.
基督徒的商人如果不欺骗客户的话，他就会。比别人赚少钱，只要少一点钱。
A Christian merchant may have less profits than others when he refuses to be dishonest in his dealings.
记得神的公，神是公义的。
But we must remember God is righteous.
如果我们秉行端正，神会祝福我们的。
If we walk upright,We will receive God's blessing.
神的祝福比世上的利益更为重要。
And that's much better than any profit the world can give us.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们要追求的乃是啊属啊乃是神的祝福。
And that the God's blessing is what we should pursue.
我们不应该把注意力注意在世界上的得利的这些事情上面。
We shouldn't focus our attention on the profit of this world.
让我们记得我们自己的身份。
So always keep in mind our identity.
在这个世界上，我们有不一样的生命。
We have different lives in this world.
我们就像一盏光芒。照耀在这个黑暗的世界上面。
We should be like a ray of light in the dark world.
19世纪美国有一个很出名的布道家。
There is a very renowned evangelist in the 19th century.
他的名字叫做穆迪。
His name is Moody.
曾经讲了这样的一个故事。
He once told a story like this.
他说，在一个没有星星月亮的晚上，
on a dark stormy night,
啊，刮起了大风。
And there was a tempest.
有一个巨大的轮船在凶猛的海浪中前行。
A large ship was battling the waves.
左手要靠着灯塔的光、和两岸低处的灯才能找到港口的航道。
They needed to find a safe channel to the harbor. They have to rely on the top light from the lighthouse and also the lower light、on the shore.
可是他发现到在低处的那些灯光都熄灭了。
But they found that all the lower lights were...Gone.
船因此触礁沉没。
And for this reason, the ship hit a rock and sank.
好多人就在沉没当中失望。
And many lives were lost in this tragedy.
他说主的光就是大灯塔。
So Moody said, the Lord's light is like the top light in the lighthouse.
让我们 在我们的光、照亮在低处。
And let our light be like the lower light、along the shore.
穆迪在讲这个故事的时候
And because of this message,
有一个人就在下面听。
There's someone in the audience.
这个人名字叫做 Phillips、Breeze.
And his name is Philip Bliss.
他是一个诗歌的作者。
He was a hymn writer.
他听到穆迪这样的一个证道。
After he heard the message,
他就写了一首的诗歌。
That inspired him to pen a hymn.
这首诗歌、名字叫做《你的光当照耀》。
The title of the hymn was Let the lower lights be burning.
弟兄姐妹，你我就是在黑暗的世界一盏灯光。
So, brothers and sisters, you and I are like each like a light, a lower light, one of these lower lights in this dark world.
让这盏灯光在照耀在黑暗的当中。
But if we shine our light in the darkness,
指引许多的人来到神的面前。
It can help guide many to God.
你愿意不愿意？
Are you willing to do that?
让我们来唱这一首诗歌。
Let us sing this hymn together.
你的光灯照耀。让我们站起来唱。
有发慈悲恩光，闪灯塔已有天长光，他命令我们当发光，去照亮沿岸暗礁。你的光
众，请坐。我们现在有一段安静的时间，预备我们的心来领受神的爱。我们要纪念耶稣基督为我们的罪死在十字架上。我们在你的座位上，请弟兄姐妹在你的座位上安静。